folks. Welcome to Fear Rock, Jimmy Coffee Shop. I don't know what episode this is. And today I am recording from the car. The baby is asleep in the back. Coffee is hot in my mug. Feels like a nice fall day, which I guess fall is 2 weeks from yesterday, which is crazy. I was just reminded of something as I was driving and decided that as this theme has kept coming up, that it would be a cool opportunity to just share some thoughts on it, even if only a couple people listen. And the idea I'd like to talk about today is being a white belt. That reference is to martial arts. In my paradigm, it's to jujitsu, but you know, it doesn't really matter. That's just what I know more people who participate in that. And I'm not even a white belt in martial arts. I would like to be one day, but currently I'm not. But this idea of the white belt is important because I just finished yesterday my first week as an elementary physical education teacher. For the past 4+ years, I've been working in middle school and high school, and before that I was working in the university, and so I've worked with older students. But this year, I had the opportunity to start to work with elementary age students, so that's students probably on the tail end of 4 up to 10 or 11, K through 5. And even in just week one, it's provided so much perspective to teaching physical education. So much perspective on the learning process around physical education. So much perspective on movement. In the last couple days, I've listened to a couple podcasts that I think are worth sharing. The first is on the Sisu Way. My friend Logan Gelbrick, who I've mentioned before, had a conversation with an amazing human named Scott McGee. Scott McGee is a good man, and he has this podcast called the Sisu Way. If you have not listened to it, I suggest you do so soon. Anyway, this was one of the most beautiful conversations I've heard on a podcast in a while. It was vulnerable, it was honest, it was real, and it was exploring a lot of the inner workings of what happens as we are evolving. Then I listened to a podcast with a guy named Ron Finley. Ron Finley showed up in my life a few years ago via TED Talk, as I'm sure he did in many people's life, and he is an artist designer who wanted to use the parkway, which is the space between the sidewalk and the street of his house in South Central Los Angeles, to beautify his neighborhood, to make it smell good, to make it look nice. So he planted vegetables and flowers and fruit trees and all sorts of stuff. And he was met with a lot of opposition. And this podcast, particularly, was called It's the For the Wild podcast, which I haven't listened to much of. But what I've heard, I really, really like. And this conversation was very open, honest, talking about reimagining a radical imaginary, which I believe... Oh, no, I'm going to mess it up now. I believe... last name Wright, and now I cannot recall his name, which is terrible. Nope, Baldwin, I believe. Could be wrong. Correct me, please. In any case, a radical imaginary of creating a world that is our ideal. Which is interesting because while they use different words and the context seems completely unrelated, right? Logan owns a gym, which on the surface involves money and it involves people, and a lot of people think about fitness as this very aesthetic thing. But it's also by design a living organism, something that's constantly evolving and growing and shifting, where the leadership is very diverse and there's lots of leaders in the space. If you were to watch Deuce Gym from above, it would almost look like bees coming in and out of a hive, right? Seemingly without organization, but incredibly dialed. A beautiful space. And Ron Finley, while it started as just his garden, it, with people not liking it, and there was actually a warrant put out for his arrest eventually, right? He has developed a voice for more folks having gardens in their space, whatever that looks like, in their community. He's not a farmer. That's not his deal. He wants to use his garden as a way to cultivate soil, cultivate a different way of thinking, to help break us out of the thinking that the system would like us to have. I'm parking, so hopefully my car doesn't make too much noise. And then as I hit record, I was listening to a podcast featuring Richard Louv, who wrote a book about nature deficiency disorder. No Child Left Inside is an idea that he kind of coined. I guess this one's about the nature principle, but he was describing just in the beginning the value for mental and physical health of young people being outside and experiencing, even in small little ways, the outdoors. Lastly, because I just happened to see it on my desk yesterday and just had the feeling that I should pick it up. There's a book that my aunt gave me called Seed Folks by Paul Fleischman. And it's about a community in, I believe, Cleveland, Ohio. It's fiction, but it's a children's book, actually, where a young girl, to honor the passing of her father, planted a bean seed in a vacant lot. And that bean seed turned into this beautiful garden as more and more people from the community became a part of it. And how all of their different stories kind of play off of each other. What does any of this have to do with the white belt? It would be easy for someone who's been teaching in education and has a potent experience teaching in education to believe that they have something figured out, believe that they have the answer. And there was some time where I thought maybe I did, where I thought that I had how we teach physical education figured out. And then there was a time, and I'm going to explore being vulnerable for a second, where I thought I was burnt out. Where I thought that I was completely done. That I had nothing left to give education and that I needed to find a different route. I just pulled into the parking lot of a park called Heritage Park, where some odd years ago I had a I was reminded of the things that are important, and that I had a choice of which way I went, and I made a choice, and I've walked that path, and I've walked that path attempting to explore the edge of my capabilities as a physical educator. This is also the same park that after I broke my foot, I came to the first time that I really walked without my protective boot on. I actually wore the boot here, took it off, put a shoe on, walked, and then put the boot back on. Being a teacher is not a difficult, or it's not an easy path to walk, particularly if you're trying to do so in a way that explores your edges. It can be very difficult. It can be very challenging to try to teach a subject that can easily be pushed to the back burner and make it a thing. And if you experience any sort of success in doing things differently, it's also very easy to believe that you might have it figured out. And to dig your feet into the dirt and defend your position as an expert or as having a solution. And that couldn't be further from the case. Further from the truth. In 1 week of teaching elementary physical education, right, previously, my last physical education class, I had 17, 18, 19, maybe a couple 19-year-olds, but mostly 17 and 18-year-olds. Some of them were as large as they'll get in life. Some of them were nearly as large as they'll get in life. Full-size humans. Juxtapose that with the young folks who walked into my gymnasium this week. They're very small. They're tiny. They're little humans. And their perspective is completely different. They have not been in school as many years. They have not been schooled to think and act a particular way for as long. And there's a tremendous opportunity and responsibility to invite them to be lifelong movers. To continue to maintain the perspective of a white belt. To continue to be in conversation with people who are going to help me continue to grow, continue to evolve, to continue to explore my edges when it comes to fitness, when it comes to the outdoors, when it comes to growing vegetables. To be a white belt means that you have everything yet to learn. And from what I've heard, the folks who are truly black belts, which is supposedly the most advanced version of a belt, are often the most committed to being a white belt. In fact, there's a book by Frank Forenzich that begins with the perspective of the white belt. And with each chapter, the belt grows darker, closer to the black belt, which is supposedly the goal. But by the end of the book, the black has then faded back to white. With regular practice exploring our edges, we find we come right back to being a white belt. Chances are you're not a physical education teacher, but you might be a parent. You might be a husband or a wife, or you might be a brother or sister, or you might just be a human who's attempting to become better. Attempting to be a lighthouse. And I don't know, I could be wrong. But in just being a white belt, in just embodying that spirit, I wonder if we inherently become the lighthouse, a lighthouse. I'm not sure if that's a helpful perspective or a little story to share, but becoming a lighthouse, becoming a pure rock, for me has been a very good goal. It's simplified some things that are very complex. Just like the world we live in, very, very complex. But to make the goal be light. Light and darkness seems to be a good place to start. One last note before we go. I have adjusted my morning practice, or my daily practice really. Picked up a little graph notebook. And in this graph notebook, I liked the lines of the graph paper. But I start with the dates, and then I do a bit of breathing, go to the quiet as my friend Anthony Fisher has invited me to do. Just to meditate or to think or ponder or explore the quiet. And then I write down some thoughts that come to my mind, or something that I experienced while I was in the quiet. Draw myself a little doodle for the day, and sketch out what my day, my class looks like, refine anything that needs to be refined from the previous day. And then in the middle, I note my movement practice or other important things that need to happen during the day. And this having one place, one book where all of these things happen has so far proven to be very helpful in being mindful of my edge. Each day, I write the date. I do my morning breathing. I share a morning thought, even if it's just with myself. And then the rest of the page is committed to exploring my edges for the day, of maintaining my white belt. Because while the goal is to explore my edges and become better, it's knowing that in doing so, right, the real masters, the ones that get called masters, not the ones that call themselves masters, are white belts in mind and heart. All right, beautiful folks. This, it looks like, was episode 5 of Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. An invitation to become the light in darkness. To become a lighthouse. To become a white belt. Every day. Have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.